And what about the women?
Well, if you ask me, I don't think the women were strong enough to hunt. The simple fact is that men were responsible for bringing home the bacon back then, too.
What makes you think that? The women picked fruit and plants, and that was the staple diet. The food families could rely on getting, and women could hunt as well.
How do you know?
Well, that was the case with other so-called primitive peoples, like the Indians and Eskimos. For instance, the Ojibwa in North America took their daughters out hunting. And there were women among the Inuit Eskimos who learnt to pursue prey as soon as they could walk. I've got no doubts at all that Neanderthal woman hunted with the best.
When we talk about hunting, we think of speed, stamina, and courage. Hunting is seen as man's domain. We don't know whether the roles were really divided up that way among the Neanderthals, but we can be absolutely sure that the powerful Neanderthal women were physically equipped for this task. Hunting had become a driving force behind human development long before the Neanderthals. It is inextricably linked to the emergence of language. After all, how else could the hunters agree on tactics? In spite of this, plants and trees remained the main source of nutrition, particularly in warmer regions with rich vegetation. Plants had one undisputed attraction. They couldn't run away. However, meat was an indispensable source of nourishment in cooler parts of the world. The collections of bones found in former Neanderthal resting places bear testimony to this. The Neanderthals were already able to harness their environment to their own ends. But Homo sapiens sapiens refined these skills still further. Long-term planning and considerable experience were needed if people were to be in the right place at the right time, to reap the richest harvest, or corner the best quarry. Having to hunt animals or pick fruit constantly may seem arduous to us today, but studies of the last of these peoples show that a few hours a day are usually adequate to feed a family. So, what made people change? What tempted them to give up this traditional lifestyle and settle in permanent communities? We cannot say. Indeed, we may never know.